Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're talking with Kristen Thompson, a licensed master social worker and the volunteer coordinator at Hamilton Hospice. Today, we're going to learn about Hamilton Hospice as well as more about volunteer opportunities with the organization. And, you know, just first off, let's talk a little about hospice in general for a minute. How does somebody decide to actually begin hospice care?
So the decision for the patient to start receiving hospice care is an important one. A couple of things and factors that play into that is life expectancy of 6 months or less of the disease process, and the patient has decided they no longer want to seek aggressive treatment. So maybe, example, they have some type of lung cancer, and they've done the chemo, they've done the radiation, they're not interested in doing that anymore for many reasons. So they could elect at that point for hospice care now that they're not going to the Cancer Institute anymore.
And who is on the Hamilton Hospice team?
We have two attending physicians. We have medical director. We have registered nurses and LPNs. We have certified nursing assistants, social worker, chaplain, bereavement coordinator, volunteer coordinator, and volunteers.
You mentioned volunteers, and I just want to ask, why would a hospice volunteer be needed?
Volunteers are really indispensable in delivering whole person care, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. For patients without families nearby, such as living far away or patients that are in a nursing home, volunteers offer essential companionship, comfort, and a sense of presence. These help families feel cared for and supported during challenging times, and it's an extra support for all our families.
What actual service would Hamilton Hospice offer to patients and their families once they choose to go on?
Medical care at home or in a long-term care facility or assisted living. 24-hour nursing support, pharmacy services, pain and symptom management, personal care, and respite care. We also offer comfort care, spiritual services, and bereavement services for our families after their loved one has passed away. Volunteers are integrated into these services and work along the nurses, social worker, chaplain, and bereavement counselor.
And if somebody does choose to volunteer, what kind of stuff should they be like expecting to do here?
There's lots of different things that volunteers can do. There's friendly visits, sitting with our patients, reading to a patient, or sharing hobbies such as playing games, scrapbooking, or running errands for the family. We also have office support opportunities such as filing paperwork, helping with mailings, data input, and bereavement services.
Would you have any kind of, you know, word of advice or encouragement for anybody thinking about getting into the volunteering process?
So you don't need a special skill or solution or experience to volunteer with hospice. You just need to be present with the patient, compassionate, and have respect. Whether you give an hour of your time or a hobby or just regular visits, your time does make the difference to our patients. It's a powerful way to build community and bring value to someone's final days.
Thank you, Kristen, very much for shining a light on why hospice volunteering matters, because I feel like people don't really think about that very much. And it's very accessible and super impactful. And just what should people do if they're interested after hearing this?
If you're interested in volunteering for Hamilton Hospice, you can fill out an interest form at vitruvianhealth.com/hospice or call 706-278-2848. Again, that's 706-278-2848.
And once again, just thank you very much for coming on today and sharing all this info.
Thank you for having me.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.